Hello and welcome to the Excitable Boy podcast for May the 21st, the 20th, 2015. The year is a flying by.
It is.
Isn't it? Just
we're not
zooming
yet
halfway through.
Over. Are we half?
It's midsummer solstice soon.
Right.
And then the days get shorter again.
That's right, new
and
age.
Then you get older.
Do
and then you die.
On midsummer solstice, do you go to Stonehenge or something?
If you're a dick, yeah.
You take mushrooms and...
Who goes to Stonehenge anyway?
I think people
who
still
do. Who
the
fuck? Like, I drove past it. Every time I've been to Glastonbury, I drive past it. And every time someone goes, hey, there's Stonehenge. And you look at it and go, what is it? What even is it? Who gives a fuck? There's
slightly
stones
different.
In a field.
Yeah, yeah.
But who put them there? Who cares?
But they move those rocks. They move those
so
stones. Like from Wales
people
or something.
Built pyramids.
I know, but they move the rocks like...
And it's meant to be
loads.
Like a sun thing, so something happens when the sun hits it. But no one knows.
No one knows. It's all too cloudy.
You know what it was? It was just a rich guy who was like, I'm just going to do something with my slaves. Just for a laugh. And that's why they're there.
Really? You think it was some kind of sadistic...
prank. Yeah, that's what I think.
I have no
anyway,
idea.
Fuck Stonehenge. Fuck Stonehenge is how we're starting the show. How is everyone?
Yeah.
Everyone having a good week? Just want to do this straight out of the gate this week.
Oh, right? Hello. Hang on.
So last week on the show,
right?
I discussed how I think we need to bring back the draft. And what do we read in the paper this week?
Oh, boy.
Our prince, not the king. Not the one with the babies.
Well, no, he's not actually he's one of our princes.
The one who's naked in hotel rooms in Vegas. That guy. The lad. Prince.
Right.
Prince Haz.
Mm-hmm.
Prince Hazmanut.
Okay.
Yeah. The old ginger Casanova.
Feel free to complete the thought at any moment.
He also said, let's bring back the draft this week. So, I was ahead of a prince there. And the prince agrees with me. Royalty agrees with old fucking brown face here about old brown face.
Old brown face.
Excuse me, we're looking for the lost chalice of Armulet. Oh, you need to go talk to old brown face. He's been sitting on his porch for some 39 years just a rockin'. You need to go talk to them stories from old brown face. I wouldn't be opposed to if I was old and people started calling me Old Brown Face, like I was some kind of oracle.
Old Brown
Face. It's a bit racist.
Would you play up to it?
How would I do that?
Would you go, well, come in. Please come in, take a seat.
Yeah, on my passport.
Yeah.
I'm Old Brown Face.
Old Brown Face, come sit. Spit in this dish.
Prince Harry last night received the backing of former military chiefs after he called for the return of the National Service. The Prince, 30... said a decade in the army had kept him out of trouble and Britain should bring back compulsory call-ups to the military. He's a prince!
Out of trouble.
Yeah. What trouble would he... Raping chambermaids.
Yeah.
What beating up prostitutes?
Yeah.
What trouble could he possibly have got into?
It's unreal.
So he's a fucking prince.
Hang on, so you're claiming credit for just having a similar sensibility to him?
Yeah. But yeah, he's calling for the return of the National Service, which was abolished in 1960. But last kind of blah, 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 blah. All healthy males aged 17 to 21 are expected to serve in the armed forces for 18 months. This is what I said last week.
Great.
Because it'll stop little cunts on the street being cunts.
No, it won't.
Because they'll walk around going, oh my God, I'm on my phone and I get whatever I want all the time and Haagen-Dazs and KFC Nando's. You know. They've never experienced pain or war.
Yeah,
so they just go to a place for a year and just some fucking guy just... boils shoe polish and throws it at their nuts.
But what if you're 17 and war does break out and you have to go
then
to
you're
the war?
Then you're trained. You're trained in the army.
Oh, yeah. That's great. That's
when my parents got divorced...
A real load off.
When my parents got divorced, my granddad came into the living room and it was like around the time the Iraq War was kicking off.
Right.
Old Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And my granddad sat down and he went, we were talking, you know, it was just anything to not talk about the fact that my parents were getting divorced. Yeah. So my granddad, like, came into the living room and went... I was probably, like, 11 or 10 or something like that. And he went, so, looks like there's going to be another war. Never thought I'd see it in my lifetime. Another war? I was like, yeah, granddad. And he went, so, I mean, there is a chance you're going to get called up soon.
And what did you say?
And I was like, granddad, he wasn't even that old at this point. He was, like, 60.
Mm-hmm.
No, 65.
Right.
He wasn't, like, crazy old.
No.
And he just went, yeah. And I went, granddad, I don't think that it happens like that anymore. I don't think you get called up. And he goes, well, there's a chance, isn't there? Once the front line will die.
He'd already assumed that we were losing this war against against basically a third world.
Immediately, it's like Vietnam or the Second World War.
And just so you know, there is a strong chance that you'll get called up. And I went, okay. And this is the only time my granddad has ever been like properly serious with me. He's dead now, so he's very unserious now. But like, and this is the only time he's ever been completely serious with me. He went, so you might get called up, and I just want you to know that if you do choose to be a conscientious objector, I will write you out of my fucking will.
Really?
The only time he swore in front of me. And I went, but I don't want to go to war, Grandad. And he went, well, if you go to war, sure, there's a chance you'll die. That's mine.
Oh.
Drinking my tea. He went, sure, there's a chance you'll die, but, you know, if you stay and are conchy. He had like a slang sort of offensive word for it.
Yeah.
You know,
fucking conchy.
Those bloody conchies. He goes, if you become a conchy, that, by the way, for anyone listening who isn't in England, a conscientious objector is someone who refuses to fight.
But also, you wouldn't go to war. You wouldn't really be, in the truest sense of the word, a conscientious objector. You'd just be a coward. I mean, like, conscientious objectors have a moral qualm, whereas you'll be like, I don't want to die.
And my granddad went, but if you stay, he goes, sure, if you go, there's a chance you'll die. But if you stay, they'll put a white feather on your door.
Is that what they
did? And there was a weird silence.
Ooh, burn.
I just went, there was this awkward silence, and I went, is that all they do?
Yeah.
And I went, no one's going to, you know, pull me into an alleyway on my way home from work and put a dick in my ass and a knife in my belly. I didn't say that because I was a kid.
I don't think you're hearing us.
Yeah.
A white feather.
Do you have any idea what that means? I was like, no. So bring back the drafts.
You and Harry. Yeah.
So there you go.
Mm.
Do you ever think about, we were talking about this the other day, mm-hmm. about the first person to do something mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And I don't mean walk on the moon. And I don't mean, I don't know, what are the amazing things that people have done?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. But you were saying...
Well, I was saying the first person who wiped his ass.
Yeah.
And like...
When do you think that was?
There must have been one person who did it.
Do you think he told everyone?
No, I think
he went home to the village. Oh my God!
No, I think he just kept it to himself for a bit. You know? I think he just used it as a means of, you know, impressing a mate. It's like, oh, notice Barry doesn't smell so much anymore. Yeah. I wonder what he's doing. I wonder what his regime is.
I was thinking about the first person to give a blowjob. Who figured that out? Who decided? Like, I'm assuming it's a woman. Cave woman, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I just find it amazing. Like, at what point during him coming home from a hard day chasing mammoths and, you know, bending her over a rock and doing her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, that sounds sexist, but I doubt there was lovemaking in caveman times.
It's probably pretty brutal process. Right?
Pretty brutal caveman.
But brutal well, Josh. It was a brutal well back then. Yeah, pterodactyls and all sorts of shit.
At what point did someone go, I think I'm going to put that in my mouth?
Was it a mistake?
Just pointing at it.
Was it? Were they in the dark?
How could it have been a mistake?
Unless they could have been in a dark cave. They could have been in a dark cave. Last embers fizzled out.
Or maybe the man.
Maybe the man
looks at the woman and went,
come here, you. He went, wow, your mouth is awfully long.
Yeah, maybe the caveman looked at the cave woman and went, we're wasting that hole. and then like, that shows she gives him a blowy.
Right.
And then the caveman's like more relaxed and calm than the other cavemen. You know,
he's not
going over and just randomly hitting kids over the head with a bat and stuff. And
no, no.
All the other cave women are like, what did you do to Barry to make him so calm?
So agreeable.
Husbands are all off. They're raping cheetahs and other things cavemen did.
That's impressive.
Riding dinosaurs. And she goes, got a bit of a tip for you, girls. You know his penis.
But they wouldn't have had a word for it. They would just have had a certain grunt.
She would have had to mime it.
Do you know the... Yeah. You know.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, the ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's ooh. Well, you know how he normally goes up my... Ah! Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, stuck it in a mere gobba. Stuck it right in there. And he had a good time. and I had a good time because he was quiet afterwards. So, and that's how the blowjob was born.
And now he's nice to me.
Yeah.
I finally have him under control.
Or what about the, this is the other thing I was thinking, the first person to see black people and think they could be slaves.
Mm-hmm.
As well,
like, right, okay.
So the first, like, so let's say that they go to Africa, right. The explorers, they're seeking the new world, about to put their flag down,
mm-hmm. and then was their want,
put the flag down, and I claim this land, and someone goes, oh no, wait, look, there's people, they're really dark skinned, and the guy's about to put the flag down, he goes, oh shit, all right, well let's get back on the boat, and go, no, wait, I think we can use them.
Well, what do you mean?
What do you mean? Let's just go on the boat. We'll find someone. No. Barry, you know? Well, you know how you hate mowing your lawn? Yeah. Why don't we put them on the boat? Make them do it. Like, just the first guy that had that thought. That was probably the most evil thing that happened.
Right.
He went, I think we can get them to make our tea for us.
Yeah.
Build our houses.
I think
they're pretty happy here. Yeah, I just don't care about that. But then the process of it as well, because they would have had to then go back to England, build bigger ships to fit them on board.
Oh yeah, it was all thought out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mental.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Or like the first
slavery.
Slavery and blowjobs. There you go. The history. Don't say you don't learn things when you listen to this show.
No, it's a rich tapestry.
What about the first person to use skis?
Right. Just wanted down the hill, down the mountain quick.
Who was on a mountain and then had two bits of wood and went,
this will be fun.
I think I can get down faster than walking.
Yeah.
Skiing is like, it's the most mental sport.
Mm-hmm. It is, yeah.
It's
yeah,
fucking yeah. stupid. It's... Yeah.
Looks
like
fun.
Football, I understand it. Mm-hmm. I get it. You want to kick a thing and you're playing together. But the idea of taking two bits of wood onto the top of a mountain, like my dad, like he loves skiing.
Yeah,
he's broken so many bones.
Oh, yeah.
I know a guy who isn't the same now because he hit his head skiing. Schumacher, greatest race car driver of all time. 200 miles an hour for 20 years. He's basically going to die crippled now, right? Because he went skiing. It's a fucking crazy sport.
Well, that's great. I'd like to see that advert. Skiing, it's a killer. Like anti-smoking.
It's fucking stupid. And what's the skiing thing where you start on that big ramp and then jump?
That's,
the vault. No, what's it called?
Long jump. No.
No.
Tightrope.
No.
Not slalom. No.
No.
It's,
Hang on, I'll type it in. Is it called a ski jump?
Yeah, it's a ski jump.
No, it's not called a ski jump. It's called a vault. Ski jump.
Type in Eddie the Eagle.
Ski jumping.
Yeah, ski jumping.
I thought it was called something more weird than that.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically that's it. Mm. What else?
Oh no, should we do the letters?
Hang on. Yeah. Yeah, fuck it.
Hang on a sec. Should we do the letters?
Yes, let's go.
Good idea.
Good idea.
Okay, here we go. Got quite a few this week.
Sweet!
Why have you... Just for everyone listening to this... Well, I mean, the whole show is for everyone listening to this. Tim has undone his trousers and his belt and his flies.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I'm sat, I'm bent forward.
You're getting a bit chubby.
No. Well, yeah, I'm leant forward talking into the microphone and the belt is digging into my belly.
Yeah, you're just sat on a sofa, dude. You're not like, it's not like you've just eaten
a steak
in a competition.
No, I've taken it all down so the flies are down, the belt's open, everything's open. But you can't see it because I'm leant over, but...
Well, you look like a drug dealer who's just had a blowjob.
You have.
But bald. okay. Let's kick this off. So every week you can write into the show ebp@josh-weller.com. Yeah. And any problems that you're having, any sexual problems, relationship problems, work problems, you offload onto us and we will help you overcome your problems. Although our legal department has told us that we're not allowed to say that we are trained advice givers or therapists because we're not.
No.
But they're all just money-grabbing liars anyway. So yeah. You might as well do it for free with us.
Yeah, fuck them.
So, here we go. First letter. Occasional drug use.
Okay.
Already, I feel like this is defensive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dear EBP, I enjoy smoking weed in my off time. I never smoke at work or when I should be working. I will have a roll, perhaps once every 2 weeks. That means a spliff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My girlfriend, however, claims it is unacceptable and has threatened me with writing to my mum telling her that I smoke marijuana. Writing to her? Well, she's cooler. The fuck? She claims she wants to be with a real man, but given that I pay the rent, brackets, we live together, pay the bills, always pay for an entire date. I didn't start on this guy's side, but I'm on his team now. So, always pay for the date. We've been together 2 years. I feel like I'm doing my fair share. What do you think? So basically, your girlfriend doesn't... So you pay the rent.
Yeah.
You pay the bills.
Uh-huh.
So already, no offense, let's reverse the sexes, right? And your girlfriend's paying the rent, paying the bills. The boyfriend's a fucking loser.
Yeah.
If that's the case. But mm-hmm. when we reverse the sexes, no one bats an eyelid.
Okay.
Right?
That's a side issue, but go on.
Always pay for the dates. Well, you should split it, or occasionally she should pay. That's equality.
But hang on. In the email, she said she's threatened to go out with, quote, a real man, is that?
No.
What she said?
She claims she... Okay, I'll read the whole thing out again.
Yeah.
I enjoy smoking weed in my off time. I never smoke at work or when I should be working. I will have a roll perhaps once every 2 weeks. My girlfriend, however, claims it is unacceptable, has threatened me with writing to my mum to tell her that I smoke marijuana.
Yeah.
She claims she wants to be with a real man, but given that I pay the rent, pay the bills, and always pay for the date, I feel like I'm already doing my fair share. What do you think? I am 100% on your side.
She claims she wants to be with a real man.
Yeah. Dude, if paying the rent, and paying the bills, and paying for her food... So you're paying for her living
mm-hmm.
and her surviving.
Yeah, yeah.
And you work to the point where once in a while you want to smoke a doob.
Yeah.
I feel like it might be every night.
Yeah, really? I think a spliff every 2 weeks is not excessive.
No, but it doesn't say every... Oh, wait, I will have a roll. Every two weeks.
Yeah, every 2 weeks. It's not really that excessive. It's just every now and again. You know? It's recreational, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I think you can bounce it off. I think there's some people who are really against... weed's a slightly different...
I know people that can't sleep unless they've had a spliff.
Well, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that with weed, it flies in the face. Drugs threaten people because there's lots of myths about them, lots of lies are told about them. But like a drug like marijuana kind of threatens a certain sensibility, which is... a capitalist one, like I have to produce, I have to be productive, I have to do things, and I have to get my shit together. And that's why caffeine is like the perfect capitalist drug, and that's why coffee is done so well in our culture, I think. Mm. Is that, and it's completely legal and everything, is because it allows us to be productive and keep going. Whereas weed, you don't do fuck all on weed.
Yeah.
So people just kind of go, so people have it, give it a kind of threatened by it because it doesn't kind of fit that model.
Yeah.
However, you know, obviously there's excessive use of drugs, which can lead to a dark road.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound like he's being excessive at all.
And even you're paying for everything. Even if he's lying and he smokes like every 3 days, I think like if you were smoking weed every night, I'd understand your girlfriend being like, "Why can't you just enjoy my company?"
Hmm.
But you got to get high every night before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Then that's like I would understand her being annoyed. But even if it was like every 3 days or once a week or, you know, like you're saying, every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely fine.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
And we're not saying drugs are fine. That's not what we're saying. We're just saying that drugs are fine.
Drugs are great.
Yeah. Drugs...
That's why they're illegal.
That's why they're illegal. Amazing.
Yeah.
We're not saying that... I don't know, man.
What's he asking? I think... I don't know. I think
you pay for everything. Come on.
Well, you know.
Is that harsh? No. I'm sure she's amazing and you love her.
But she's probably concerned.
What?
On some
with
level.
What? That you could be making more money to spend on her.
Yes, maybe.
You pay the rent, you pay the bills, and you pay for an entire date. Well, maybe you're really stoned on the date.
Yeah. Maybe he's just pissed off that all the Karamaks in the house just go. Yeah. Within like 50 seconds, they're just gone.
I think that you should just sit her down and go, look, I have friends that do cocaine every night of the week. You know.
This is not a great line of argument.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it
I
is.
Have friends who do very strong illegal drugs and
time.
I'm not them, so yeah. Give me a break. Yeah. That's not doesn't really work, does it?
Okay. How about we meet in the middle, right? Where you say to her, I'm going to give you two options here. First option is we continue as normal, right? I love you. I love you dearly. I love living with you. I love paying for everything for you. But occasionally, I want to smoke a spliff. So that the crushing weight of how horrible life is. Death, famine, cancer, all these awful things. Sometimes I just want to get a little bit high and watch Friends and laugh. Because God knows I can't laugh watching Friends when I'm sober. Right? Say that to her. Keep the status quo. Or you say to her, I will stop smoking weed. I promise I will never, ever smoke weed again. Because you are my girlfriend. And I only want to please you, but you should pay half the rent.
Yeah, by the way, rent's
due. And then we'll see what we say. Yeah, we'll see what she says then, all right?
Yeah.
All right, next letter.
Next letter.
Dear EBP, my housemate loves conspiracy theory. Fucking hell. Getting through the stoners this week. My housemate loves conspiracy theories. He loves them. His main thing at the moment is that he thinks airlines are dropping fumes on us that keep us all controlled.
Yeah, they're called chemtrails.
Yes, they are.
Well, I think the myth of the chemtrail or the idea is that it manipulates the weather somehow. They release chemicals into... Anyway, go on.
So, chemtrails. This is the insane thing about chemtrails, right?
Yeah.
The people who believe that it's chemicals that are emitted from planes is the idea that the CEO of EasyJet is in on it somehow.
Yeah.
That's what blows my mind. Like, just the guy at Ryanair. It's like, yeah,
they're all in on it,
let's control everyone.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know what's going into their fucking aeroplanes.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Okay. And whenever I confront him about any of this, he simply has a cocky smile and says, you just don't understand it.
That he's a fucking idiot.
She says, I'm not an idiot in the dark. I just think the shit he believes is bollocks. But somehow I come off looking like the idiot. Please tell me what to do. It's driving me berserk, and I feel like spitting in his water just won't help.
Oh my God.
Well, of course it won't, because there's fluoride put in the government. Yeah, he's an idiot. Just don't engage with him.
Because they don't really...
And also, they spend their time, writing it on their Facebook wall.
Well, they don't
conspiracy... Like, they're writing on their fucking wall, like they're changing the world. They're writing it on the wall of a conglomerate hard drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, big words.
I think conspiracy theories...
Is that right? Conglomerate hard drive?
I don't know. Okay. I think conspiracy theories, they tell you a lot about the person. If you have a conspiracy theory, it tells you a lot about what kind of person that is.
Yeah. Oh, and they're dropping chemicals on us, man.
Well, it's clearly a person who doesn't feel the need to read more than he has to. Otherwise, he would find his theories contradicted. Also, he needs to feel special and in on a secret.
Yeah,
somehow.
That's the big thing.
Which
makes
him
a
fucking douchebag. Yeah. You know, these kind of people. No, why would you feel stupid in the presence of that moron?
Yeah, don't worry about it. You can't convince a stupid person they're stupid because they think they're clever. Like me, I think I'm clever. I'm not clever. I'm fucking stupid.
The you wouldn't understand fucking card is so... excruciatingly annoying. I can see how it must be tempting to just want to just kill him.
Do you know what? Just don't do any housework. Ever.
Yeah.
And then when he finally blows, just blame it on the chemtrails.
It's chemtrails.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the chemtrails from the British Airways plane.
Yeah.
Makes me not wash up.
I was working with a woman and we're in this kind of office and there was a tap there. And do you know when the tap kind of releases water from it and no one's kind of touches it?
Mm.
You know when it just does that? Yeah. The pipe's clear.
Yeah.
And she went, oh. I went, what? I went, oh, I wonder what that was. And I went, the tap was clearing itself. And he went, could be a poltergeist. And I went, what are you talking about? Well, what, you know, could be. How do you know? I went, because it's pressure. Pressure clears the taps. It's pressure. It's physics. People died for this. The Enlightenment happened. What the fuck? And I'm going to have to sit here opposite you hearing this bullshit. But I just nodded benign.
Yeah, you just nod. I was with someone the other day. We've actually got a letter about ghosts. We'll do that next. That links in with this. I was talking to someone the other day. Who was like, I obviously believe in ghosts. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, I just believe that. She's like, I just believe that when you die, like the soul survives. Of course, there's no such thing as ghosts.
How do you know? You don't know there isn't any such thing as ghosts. But what you do know is there's no evidence for ghosts.
Yes.
Which is not the same thing.
This is the thing. Everyone always has their little things of proof. Oh, yeah, when there's no one home, I hear tapping the pipes.
It's always when you're on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I've said this before on the show. Like, every ghost... You know what? Let me read this letter. I'll say this first. Every ghost is always an old man or a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that to her. I was like, I was saying this. She was like, yeah, it's unfinished business. And I was like, that old man has no unfinished business. He's an old man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 24-year-old Jack... who got hit by a fucking drunk driver. He's got unfinished business. But you never see buff Jack in his Jack Wills shirt. That ghost never comes to you in the middle of the night, does he?
No.
you never wake up with a young ghost, have you? It's never a hot, never two hot Swedish naked girls that died in a threesome. It's always an old man, little girl, because they're scary.
Yeah.
Two little girls singing a nursery rhyme on tricycles. You know? It's never, that's why there's no ghosts.
Because
they're never across the board. I've never seen anyone go, oh yeah, I saw a black ghost. I've never heard that. It was a Chinese ghost. He was trying to sell me pirate DVDs.
Yeah.
All right, while we're talking about ghosts, let me read this out. Right. Dear Excitable Boy Podcast, I recently listened to your show where you talked about ghosts and a haunted car.
Okay.
She spelled haunted with three A's.
Right.
Oh, haunted car.
Right.
Which was a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, someone wrote in and said he thought his car was
haunted. It's haunted. It's great.
I know it's important that you get laughs, so often make jokes for the...
Sorry. I just know where this is going. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I know it's important...
Can I just repeat it? A haunted car.
Yeah.
A haunted car.
I know it's important that you get laughs, so often make jokes for the sake of it.
No.
But...
Haunted car.
My friend has recently moved into a block of flats, and he's convinced... which he's convinced is haunted. His things move around when he's out.
Right.
That's just his ex-girlfriend who's got a set of keys. He hears knocking at night. Yes, it's a block of flats.
Yeah, house noises.
He hears knocking at night, and his taps, like you said, and his taps and radios often turn on without warning. That's just bad plumbing and electrics.
Mm-hmm.
Right? After we looked up the history of his building... It turns out the block of flats was a pub 10 years ago. The landlady burned down the building for insurance with her three children inside who all died.
Right. Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, the thing is that's the point I was making was that there's no evidence for ghosts.
But you just can't convince these people.
If I was in a flat and
but
things
what
were moving
it's
about...
It's a new building! It's less than 10 years old!
Yeah.
How is it possible?
Well, it was an old pub.
Who gives a shit?
I don't know what to tell you. So
they're converting a hospital near my house to flats.
Yeah.
You're saying you wouldn't live there because people died in it.
I would live anywhere. I don't care. Although I might have a bit of a qualm if some really horrible murder.
Like my mate moved into a building that used to be a church. So basically, kids were fucked in that building.
You're not backwards coming forwards, are you?
That's way worse.
Considering the amount of horror that's taken place worldwide and the amount of people that have died.
Way more people have died than have lived.
Why isn't more shit happening?
Yeah.
Like in Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Why isn't... I think that there are rational explanations for all these things. I think
but
it's
all
important.
The shit, like, this is the thing. It's never like he was sitting watching TV and something picked up his television and baked pancakes and then put it back underneath the TV. It's never like crazy, really obvious stuff.
Yeah.
It's fucking like, what is it? His things move around when he's out. He's just a forgetful.
Yeah.
That's what it is. He's forgetful.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He hears knocking at night. That's because he lives in a block of flats.
Yep.
Right?
Solved.
And his taps and radios often turn on without warning.
There could be explanations for all those things.
People are stupid. Also, as soon as you start thinking something's haunted, your brain's way more powerful than you can ever give it credit for.
Mm-hmm.
And your brain is amazing at fucking you over.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you're waiting for something, you'll see it. Should we do one more?
Yeah, why not?
How far into this are we? Oh, boy. Jesus, okay. Dear EBP, I'm going to go burp. It was a big one. I learned this week I'm really good at Eastern European accents.
Okay.
Is that racist?
No, it's not racist. You're just setting the bar high before you do one. But go on.
That's true. I learned this week I am very good at Eastern European accents.
I don't know if that's good or not.
No, me neither. I mean, I've seen Borat and the Meerkat adverts.
Yeah, yeah. So, simples. So it's fine.
Fucking Meerkat. I want to fucking choke that Meerkat. I fucking hate that advert.
It's alright. What have they done to you? They're just...
It's fucking... Because now fictitious every advert... No, meerkats. Because every advert now has a fucking animal in it.
Be more dog. Here's a bear making yogurt and he's DJing.
Which is a real thing.
Hmm.
Everything. Or imagine if we saw a dancing mouse. You know, it's just like everything now is a quirky animal.
I literally have nothing to say.
Dear Excitable Boy Podcast, please help! Capital letters. My mum is a really bad flirt.
Okay.
My parents divorced 10 years ago when I was 10. My dad has remarried, but my mum is still single. Basically, was this a guy or a girl? This is a guy. Basically, whenever I have friends over, and this has been for the last 4 years or so, and my mum has had a few glasses of wine, she gets really flirty with my friends. She cuddles them, kisses them, and says things like...
And fucks them.
Yeah.
That's full sex with them in front of me.
I know someone from the town I grew up in whose mum... not his mum. I know a guy who got a blowjob from a girl's mum. So I grew up in a little town in Norfolk, right? My friend's girlfriend.
Right.
Right.
Roy.
They broke up. He went round her house one night. The mum fucking gave him a blowy. Blowy. Anyway. That's what happens when you grow up in the countryside. Things are fucked up. Yeah, she gets really flirty with my friends. She cuddles them, kisses them, and says things like... Should I do the mum voice?
Yeah, go on. Okay,
and says things like, oh, if I were 20 years younger... That wasn't very good, was it?
That's all right.
Do you want to try it?
Okay.
Say if I were 20 years younger.
Oh, if I was 20 years younger.
No, she's not like an out-of-work actress. she's got a glass of white wine and a fag.
All right.
Cool, if I was 20 years younger.
Yeah, but not like a cockney geezer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'd suck your fucking
I'll suck you off.
Oh, mate, blow. If I were younger, I'd stick one finger up your arsehole, cut your balls and...
motorboat your fucking... Yes.
I would let you lick my fucking fanny.
Right, let me try it. Let me try it. Hang on. So what's the line again? Oh, if I was...
If I was 20 years younger. Okay. If I was 20 years younger.
If I was 30 years younger.
What the fuck is that?
It's a divorcee.
Okay, I'll do it. Ready? Okay, so lady talks like that, but she's a bit low. Things haven't gone that well. Her voice is a bit like, oh, if I were 20 years younger.
Yeah.
There you go.
Go on then.
Okay. And you're so handsome. No, that's not as bad. And you're so handsome. All my friends laugh about it and say it's not a big deal, but it's completely horrifying and embarrassing. How do I tell my mum to not flirt with my friends? Even writing that sentence is making me squirm. Mate, it's making me horny. I just...
You should get her on Tinder.
I kind of want to see if she's good looking or not.
You should get
that's a cool story. Imagine, like, you know, you shag your friend's mum.
Yeah, that's cool, isn't it? That's the dream.
What if she's a babe?
No, that's the dream.
What if she's Liz Hurley?
What? Wait. She's not.
She might be.
Of course she's not.
How do you know?
Because she's not with anyone else, and she's divorced the other guy, and she's gagging for it. All right? Mm. She needs a helping...
Maybe she just likes younger men.
She just needs help getting some.
Yeah.
So... And it's not your job. You're a son.
I reckon
you can't do it.
I'm just going to put this out there. I think all your friends are already fucking her. That's what I think. Because I think if I was, 19, and my friend's mum was relatively attractive.
Mm.
I mean, I spent a lot of my youth masturbating thinking about my friend's mums. Mm. So did you. So did every guy.
Well, hang on. This, let's That's true.
Obviously, okay, not you, because you didn't have any friends. But like, I... What, Roback? What were you going to defend?
I never wanked over somebody's mum.
Of course you did.
No, I did. What do you mean, of course I did?
You never busted one out thinking about your friend's mum?
No, I never did.
Anyway, I think that...
Jesus Christ!
I don't know. I guess you make a good point that if she's still single, maybe she's got some issues. So maybe work on the issues and she'll stop trying to fuck your friends. What? I was trying to give good advice there.
No, it's fine. I think you need to, like... get her on Tinder or something.
You're not allowed on Tinder if you're over 50.
Really?
Yeah, there's an age limit.
I should go up to your mum and say, listen, mum, I think you need...
Mum, take that out of your mouth.
I think you
and
need...
John, go home.
I think you need some mad dick. Some crazy mad dick.
Some young cock.
And I'm not bringing my friends around anymore until you figure this one out.
But if she likes...
Go dogging. Go dogging.
Yeah, that's not quite the same, is it? It's not quite the same as your friend's, like, hot young... Hang on a minute.
Well, beggars can't be choosers. Whoa.
Let's reverse the sexes here.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be like sexual harassment?
Yeah, it's dodgy.
Like if the dad's 50.
And he was like cuddling the girls.
If I was 20 years younger, I'd buy you a ham sandwich and take you to the pier. Taking a show at the end of the pier. Yeah. A Punch and Judy show. I'd take you to see Jim Davidson, buy you a pint of beer afterwards. Would have a bit of seafood.
I was in a pub in Norfolk once and Trisha was on and a guy was looking up the TV watching it. Didn't even look at anyone. Just took a sip of his pint and went, Trisha. Silence.
A lot of fucker.
What, to a whole pub?
No, just to no one.
Trisha.
Then silence.
I'd like to fuck her.
So, basically, your mum is sexually harassing your friends.
You just don't bring your friends
around. Yeah, because if there was a 50-year-old guy who was going, oh yeah, I'd like to fucking stick a fucking stiff one up, you know, giving booze to the girls and stuff,
yeah,
he'd be in jail.
He would be. Don't bring your friends around. Just don't bring your friends
around.
That's
ridiculous.
Avoidance.
That's ridiculous.
Well, you can't have a conversation with your mum.
Here's what you do. You bring your friends around, but get them to bring their single dads.
Good idea. So you have a big barbecue.
Yeah. A dick-de-cue. A dad-de-cue.
Have a say, listen.
Dilfs. Bring the dilfs round.
You bring the dilfs.
Yeah. Dads I'd like to fuck.
Milfs and dilfs.
Milfs and dilfs. Getting together, putting saggy things in each other. Anyway, that's it. We're done.
Holy shit.
That's it for the show this week.
And on that horrific image.
And on that note, I'd like to fuck her. Anyway, that's it for the week. Please join us next week. For more nothing. Before Tim fucks off on his holiday. Last week's the last week.
That's right.
So you're away for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to get some fucking guests in.
Yeah. That's going to have to happen.
Ugh,
yeah.
Shit the bed.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll find some guests. Right in. Shit.
Well, not next week.
Tweet me at Josh
Weller. I'm here next week. I'll just be away for 1 week.
Yeah. Oh, you'll be away for 1 week. Where are you going?
California.
Wow. What for?
My friend's wedding. Going to a wedding.
Okay.
Heading for a wedding.
So any guests you want me to invite on the show, tweet me at Josh Weller. And I'll try and get them on. And, I mean, within reason.
Yeah.
You know, if you listen to the show regularly, you'll know.
You'll have realistic
Dalai
expectations.
Dalai Lama and Obama.
Yeah.
Bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
So, let us know. And do please join us next week for More Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And take care. Everyone be good to each other. Bring back the draft. Lots of fucker.
Bring back the draft.
Bring back the fucking draft. That's all I'm saying.
Fucking draft!
Bye.
Bye.